This is News in Notes. I'm Tony Cox. As President Obama laid out his economic agenda in a primetime address last night, the internet was lighting up with reaction. Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News in Notes, joining me now to tell us all about it. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Tony.
So describe the reaction online to President Obama's address.
Well, on our blog News and Views, a reader named Jerry Meyer said he wanted to hear more about the president's plan for advancing the nation's standing in math and science, but last night did advance the marriage of social media and politics. CNN.com and Facebook united again last night for the first time after inauguration and allowed people to connect and discuss the president's address as it streamed online. And last week, you know, we talked about the social networking site Twitter and the growing popularity of that site. And a few House members who were actually in the chamber last night as the president was making his address were sending updates from their BlackBerries. So Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, for instance, wrote, quote, "Quite an ovation as the president walked in. The warm greeting between President Obama and Secretary Clinton makes me proud of our democracy. What a difference a year makes."
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Times have really technologically changed, I guess you would say. I understand the White House has named the team that is heading up the president's internet and new media efforts.
Yeah, they announced the core of their online team. Most of those people were actually already involved in the campaign and transition team. And the core team includes five people who have titles like Director of New Media and Director of Citizen Participation. And most of these folks worked for politicians or for political advocacy groups before they worked for Obama.
And what else is capturing attention on our blog this
week? People are still talking about that controversial New York Post cartoon, which they said sought to spoof the economic stimulus bill. Some people saw it as racist. And we also want to hear from people about what they want to hear from us in these final weeks of our show being on the air. And they can send their ideas for segments, story ideas, and interviews to our blog or through our Facebook page, News and Notes.
Can I throw you a curve?
Sure.
All right. I don't want to scare you, but I would imagine that the White House would have a way of dealing with spam that maybe the rest of us don't have. Do you know whether or not they do in terms of blocking that kind of unwanted internet access?
For emails to the president or emails to staffers?
Yeah, both. Yeah. Do they have a way of stopping that we don't have
well,
yet?
Well, most business networks have pretty sophisticated spam systems. So I would assume that, you know, as good as NPR's is, theirs would be even better.
Okay, I would think so too. I know it's a little bit of a curveball. I just was curious about it. Thank you very much, Jeffrey.
Sure, no problem.
Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes. He joined me in the studios of NPR West. We'll be right back.